The president is on his way home from D-Day commemorations in Europe and is turning his focus to tariffs. According to White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, he still plans to order a 5% tariff on all goods coming to the U.S. from Mexico. The president's threatening tariffs to try to get Mexico to stanch the influx of Central Americans trying to enter the country. Mexico says it will deploy 6,000 troops to its border with Guatemala to try to stop migrants coming from there. NPR's chief economics correspondent Scott Horsley joins us now. Hi, Scott.
Good to be with you.
So Mexico has made some concessions, but the administration is not apparently satisfied by those concessions. Here's Mark Short, chief of staff of Vice President Pence, talking about apprehensions at the U.S. southern border.
It's more about actually seeing what are the actions taken that will drop those numbers. 144,000 last month. We're on pace this year for over 1 million apprehensions on our side of the border. The apprehensions on the other side of the border have been declining. So we need to see Mexico's actions.
What sort of actions would it take for the White House to not go through with tariffs?
The Trump administration not only wants Mexico to seal off its own southern border with Guatemala, which has been the gateway through which the Central Americans have been starting their journey towards the United States, it also wants Mexico to crack down on Central Americans who are already in Mexico making their way north. And it wants to basically have Mexico provide a way station for those who are seeking asylum in the United States. In fact, the Trump administration would rather see those Central Americans seek asylum in Mexico rather than coming to the U.S. The administration has been very frustrated with the growing number of undocumented migrants who have been apprehended at our southern border each month. This week we learned that 144,000 undocumented migrants were apprehended in the month of May. There have been more than 100,000 apprehended in each of the last 3 months. That is a big source of frustration for the president, and that's the number he wants to see changed.
So the question is, could Mexico accommodate hundreds of thousands of migrants? Mexican officials and U.S. economists have all pointed out that hurting the Mexican economy through tariffs could just give people there more reason to try to move to another country, such as the United States.
Yeah, this could have the perverse ricochet effect of simply worsening Mexico's economy and actually causing more migration from Mexico. We have not seen a very large influx of migrants from Mexico, although Mexico has been a transit point for Central Americans coming to the U.S. But if Mexico's own economy takes a hit as a result of these tariffs, that could certainly change.
U.S. and Mexico are running out of time, though. The tariffs are set to be imposed on Monday. Any sense of how the talks could progress between now and then?
Well, only in the sense that we've had a couple of years to watch this president do his negotiations, and there's often a lot of brinkmanship involved. So this could certainly come right down to the wire, or even the tariffs could go into effect as a cudgel to try to get Mexico to move further.
You've been reporting, Scott, on the jobs report that came out earlier today. It is rather weak, and I wonder if Donald Trump's trade policies are having an impact on employment here.
Rather weak is an understatement. The U.S. added just 75,000 jobs last month. That's less than half of what analysts had been forecasting, and it's about half of what has been the average over the last 3 months. Certainly, some observers have pointed to trade tensions as a possible factor to the extent that it has contributed to uncertainty among employers. And when we're talking about trade tensions here, we're talking about China. Obviously, the threat of tariffs on Mexican imports has come up just since this job survey was done back in the middle of May. But the China tariffs were already in place at that point. So certainly trade could be a part of it. I should say I spoke earlier today with Kevin Hassett, the White House economist. He downplayed the significance of the May jobs numbers, suggested this could be a temporary blip. Let's take a listen.
There's a big weather story in this number, and I think that that's something that a lot of people have missed. But the flooding of the Mississippi is a really, really serious thing, that it closed I-29. A lot of the ports were closed. And our estimate is that it took about 40,000 off this number. And that's something that we would expect to bounce back as soon as the floods, God willing, recede.
Lisa, I happened to be in St. Louis this past week and witnessed some of that high water of the Mississippi and Missouri rivers, and certainly that has had an impact on transportation. It may have affected warehousing employment. But no question, this was a big downshift in what had been a pretty robust job growth. And it's going to be another factor that the Federal Reserve will take into account when the Fed's interest rate setting committee meets in less than 2 weeks. They're going to be under some pressure to cut interest rates to try to prolong the economic expansion, maybe not in their June meeting, but sooner rather than later. And investors are sort of banking on a interest rate cut in the not too distant future. That's one of the reasons we're seeing the big surge on Wall Street today.
NPR chief economics correspondent Scott Horsley. Thank you, Scott.
Great to be with you, Lisa.